Give me the green light, man, whenever you're ready. All right, cool. All right.
I'll hang on next to me.
Okay.
Back up. Back. Need to back up.
All right.
We're bros.
We're bros. We're here in the Build Tree booth. We don't know what we're doing. I just took it over, and Leandro and them are doing important stuff over there, and I'm just interviewing people, and MetaGuys came through. What's up, dude?
I'm good, yeah. I've only just got here. It's my first few hours in the room. I landed late last night, got a good night's sleep, nice hotel, and now I'm just catching up with the gang.
Yeah, dude, what's on... why are you out here, man? What?
I did... I helped curate the show for the cult.
No shit.
Yesterday.
Dude, so, you was fucking killer, dude.
Yeah, so you shared
really, really good.
You shared a nice video of my bit. So I spent about 3 weeks sculpting and animating a digital life form.
Yes.
So I used a gravity sketch on a VR headset and created this like Cyclops creature with tentacles.
Yes.
Because that's what I did. I wanted to be able to curate as many artists as possible into it. So I got like 28 artists into it. So he like unfolds and opens out all these screens and then all these different artworks pop up. I made a little drum and bass track for it. And the whole thing was a horrible nightmare. My computer couldn't handle it at all. It doesn't look anything like it was supposed to look. But I'm really proud of getting all the artwork into it and making the art really big and front and center.
Dude, it was really fucking impressive. I was actually like asking people, I was like, who the fuck put this together? Because it seems like a heroic feat. Was it just, who helped you?
So like, I only did like 2 minutes of it. Okay. I did like the weird creature one.
Yeah.
And then, so there's five different artists. Ogar did the most of the like the heavy lifting there.
Yeah.
Curated us together. Arthur did the sound. No, Arthur and Platonic Mind did the sound.
Okay.
And then we all each did roughly 2 minutes, put them all together, five artists, and then stitched them together with this lift thing. The idea is that you're elevating artists, right?
Yeah.
So we did this elevator, so the doors shut and open, and then we went through the different chapters of each different artwork. Everybody's is very different, using different tools, and we managed to get over 100 artists easily into that 15-minute slot.
Yeah.
So, it was a really good way of getting some of like the earliest adopters of this technology, like the real OGs in the space, making sure that they're still represented and they're still here. And, you know, so getting the cult in here with the help of Basilius has been really good for like keeping that flame burning, if you know what I mean.
Dude.
So we got a lot of money in there, and we've got like early crypto voxels. I put some pieces from Spherical Art from like 2020.
Yeah.
I wanted to put them up. I really wanted like a bit of a nostalgia trip for people.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it felt really fucking good to see that in the main immersive thing. Yeah. And I feel like that's what's been lacking from so many of these things, man, is like a solid presence from the people who like built this shit.
Yeah.
And dude, that was impressive, man. The fucking room was packed and the reception was really good.
Nice.
And you gotta think, we're probably in the minority of people who know every fucking artist who was up on that thing or whatever.
Yeah,
and so, So, you know, I'm seeing it through that lens of like, okay, this is awesome. These are all like my friends and like people who I have like loved and respect, like even beyond like their specific pieces of art. So it was cool to see that kind of reception to all that in a room full of people who probably don't know all of the artists, or maybe not even any of the artists or whatever. They're just here for the thing.
Yeah.
And the thing was fucking dope, dude. Like, independently of, like, knowing all the people and everything, it was really, really impressive, man.
I'm really passionate about continuing to make sure people understand that what makes this crypto art specifically important is it is using networking technology to network artists that are collecting each other.
Yeah.
I don't even like this whole, like, differentiation between collector and artist. Like, every artist is also a collector.
Right, right.
So there isn't like them and us. Like
right.
Every single artist ends up collecting other people's art. And we're seeing examples of it left, right, and center again now, where people are making these massive X copy sales and then they're buying other art.
Yes.
So that's trickling down from the big names that people have heard of down to the other ones that have been just as long as the X copies as well.
Right.
So I just think it's really important. So I really enjoy collecting. I've done more. I've got a bigger collection than the amount I've made as an artist. I see myself as an artist first and foremost, I suppose, because that's just something I'm going to always do. That's just who I am. But when it comes to collecting and also curating, I got to go through but my wallet I've had since early 2020, and go back and choose pieces for that. I really enjoy curating in weird ways as well.
Yeah.
So I've done physical sculptures that show 3D artworks using augmented reality, and I've done this as well. It's just a way of doing like an unusual way of curating, because it's all well and good having TV screens everywhere, but there's so much more we can do with this stuff. So like I did the Anonybox project last year as well, and that again is just like trying to think of unusual ways of elevating other artists. So that's like, I like being asked to curate. I really enjoy that.
Keep going with that, man, because you were talking earlier about some really interesting shit that you're doing with like the Apple Vision Pro and yeah. like, and you're talking about curation and everything. I mean, say a little bit about that, but how is that going to affect all this shit, dude?
Yeah, so I'm still like, even though at the moment, like selling like 3D sculptures and GLB artworks is quite tough because people don't see, they don't understand how they're going to display these things.
Right.
So you really sort of like have to push the 3D sculpture thing. But when you put on like something like an Apple Vision Pro or a Quest and you're using the right program, you can bring 3D sculptures into the space with you. And I personally have no doubt whatsoever that laptops and mobile phones will slowly be replaced by glasses and headsets for some people, not everybody, but for some people. And then all of a sudden you'll be able to flip the glasses down and these sculptures will appear in your office or your kitchen or wherever, or your garden.
Right.
And they will be persistently there. So with the Apple headset, they are persistently there when you put the headset back on, and it uses the light from the real garden or the real living room to reflect onto the objects, so they look like they're in. So it uses this thing called dynamic HDRI. It uses the cameras on the headset to get the colored lights, for instance, in here, reflects it onto the metal surfaces of the object, and it looks, it would, you know, if you had it here, it looks like it's here. Slightly sharper, you can still tell, obviously, it's not real. But I do think there's going to be a point, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, where people will be a penny will drop and they'll have an epiphany, and they'll understand that 3D artwork makes loads of sense, like sculptures, animated sculptures, interactive, like transparent portals, and all sorts of other animated characters, humanoids, avatars, could be like in your room with you, and they're like your buddy, your pet, your Babachi.
Yeah,
it's in your living room, in your office, and when you turn it on, it's like, hey, and it remembers you, and that's absolutely going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm stubbornly trying to continue along this line, knowing that at the moment the headsets are $4,000 each, and that nobody's got them, but I just think they're going to get lighter. So I sculpt in VR and therefore displaying in VR. So I feel like I'm a physical sculptor.
Yep.
And I'm making physical things, because as far as I'm concerned, they're just as real. If they look real, they feel real, then they're real, right? So, this whole system, this whole sector, this whole like world is based on the premise that digital things can have value, right?
Yep.
So I'm just like all about that. So I've got the headset with me, and I can bring my sculptures into I can just infiltrate any gallery and just pop them up and get them and say, you know. So I did that in Miami. I went into Miami Art Basel, put my headset on, and put my sculpture in the middle of Miami Art Basel. No one can stop you. No one knows you're doing it. You look like an idiot, but so that's the sort of thing I'm still really excited about. I'm really excited about that. And so I'm going to be releasing the Orselli Nexus that was on the screens yesterday as a GLB for people. So you'll be able to have a 3D object, but he's got like 4 screens. So it's a way of curating other people's artwork. So you'll get a sculpture that just sits in your Hyper-Fi space or wherever, any sort of 3D world. And then put in your animated videos of other people. And then that's just a way of like, sort of like giving people a little nudge to curate a collection of 4 artworks from their history, from their wallet, and have them in one place at once. So that's where that's gonna go eventually, next few days.
Dude, what are you most interested out here? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, man, you're like in somewhat of a league of your own, and I recognize that there are other people like scratching in this territory, but like, you know, the population isn't like huge. Who's doing stuff that is like on the bleeding edge out here that you're interested in, that, and maybe not exactly like that line of things, but I'm like, you know, you can sort of see how this whole space will continue to evolve in different directions, and absolutely what you're talking about is one of them. What else like excites you out here, man? Like, what are you like most interested in?
Yeah, I'm honestly, I came here to hang out with friends, basically, people that I've met over the last few years.
Yeah.
And I consider, like, everybody here, I know it's a cliche, but, like, we are still really early. And I see them as, like, people driven to be part of this space are excited about the future generally and excited about technology. And I'm drawn to those sorts of people. So I don't know. I mean, I think, like, anybody minting anything is still sort of cutting edge. I can't think of anybody specifically that, like, basically, I come to NFC because I'm always going to as long as I can.
Yeah.
And then I find out what's happening when I arrive.
Right.
Because I don't plan well anyway.
Right.
So I just wing it. And
that way.
Yeah. So when you say, like, who are you here to see? I know that in half an hour, I'm going to remember a name.
Right.
But at the moment,
right,
I can't think of anything. I'm just here for the vibes, just to hang out with my mates. And I, yeah.
No, dude, that's...
Collect some stickers.
Hell yeah. No, this is why I come to this one, man. It feels like a family reunion that you don't necessarily, who all's going to show up, but you know the family reunion is happening, yeah. So you just got to show up and, you know, see what's going on.
I like Leica Romelos. She's just made, like, she's made something out of clay that she's 3D scanned and then turned that into an NFT. So I like people doing weird stuff like that. I like Cirque's thing around the corner where you put a thing on your head and it reads your brain waves. You know, I think that's really interesting. I think art, like, Babbage is doing 3D GLBs, generative voxel. Like, I like that sort of stuff. Anything that, I mean, JPEGs are great, but I really like stuff that's doing, like, unusual, a bit more rare, a bit more cutting edge, interactive, generative, mixed reality, anything like that is what I'm really interested in. Right. I don't see anybody doing what I do, really, on the day-to-day in terms of sculptures. So I feel like it is still really, really rare. It's because it's kind of a pain to do.
Right.
Everything's got to be optimized and it ends up looking like ugly unless you're really good at optimization. So that's one of the reasons. But that's where I'm at. I don't know.
Yeah. Good shit, man. And you got one thing on your agenda. You're going to the cult dinner tonight?
Yeah. The cult crypto are I just think it's kind of weird that, like, as far as I can tell, there's no alternative, like, story here. Like, this whole thing was born of crypto voxels and scent and the whip. And I don't want that message to get lost, and the cult is a big, big part of that.
Hell yeah.
No, you know, there's some, like,
absolutely.
And it's still, it really is a load of people who can't do anything but make art because that's who they are.
Right.
Like, supporting each other.
Right.
They're all collectors, and all the artists are collectors. And that's how the whole thing was born. That's exactly what it was, right? It was just like, it's just some people at the whip and the a lot of monies and the Coldies and the Josie Bellinis and, you know, ex-copies of the world, just putting stuff out there and hoping people buy it, but then buying each other's stuff. And that's, you know, I don't want that to get lost in all the shilling of the grifters and the...
Yep.
And the tribalism as well, like, of different chains and things like that. I think all of that stuff is going to sort of fall away. Ultimately, if and it wouldn't ever happen, but if Ethereum disappeared overnight, these artists are still going to carry on doing their thing. They're going to find ways of doing something. So it's not, the tech is part of it, but it's much more about the energy that's transferred between artists and other artists, really.
Hell yeah, dude, this is why I wanted to talk to you, man. You're like preaching the choir here.
Yeah.
And no, dude, I fucking love that shit. I mean, this is what it was built on, and this is why I came back the second year to this conference, because I got the same type of vibe last year. I'm like, dude, this is a crowd that understands and appreciates the community that we all came up in, man. And that's really difficult to find. And honestly, I feel like this year the presence is even better in terms of, like, the thing that you put on. I mean, it was really fucking impressive. And showing off all those artists and the immersive theater and everything. And there was obviously stuff that happened last year too, but I don't know, man, maybe it's just like a continuation of, like, building that or refreshing that narrative in, like, slightly different ways. Dude, it felt really good, man.
I think it's cool. I think NFC is really good, and it's great that it is being done. I feel like there's a lot of momentum there for our own thing, like something like grittier and smaller, obviously. And I think it'd be quite exciting to, like, to start planting seeds for people and see who's up for maybe doing something of their own, even if it's just a one night thing, but, like, it's really like weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
I'm with it. Yeah,
yeah.
Talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just do something really weird in a really unusual venue, maybe like a warehouse or a church or, I don't know, something random.
Yes.
I want to see experimenting with projection mapping and augmented reality and, you know, 3D screens and all that sort of stuff. I think there's some really cool stuff to be done there, but it's finding the sponsors and managing the whole thing is where it falls down. So we rely on someone working their ass off for a whole year to put something like this together. And then we sort of piggyback onto that. But yeah, I think it would be nice to do it, so to try and do our own thing as well.
Good shit, man. Yo, appreciate you coming through, dude.
Fucking good to see
great.
You.
Yeah, great impromptu interview. It was just bullshitting in front of Dragonade. But yeah, dude, it's fucking great. I'll be the thing later and be milling around. And nice. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'll get some food later.
Yeah, enjoy the family reunion.
Thanks.
I'm gonna do the same.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, dude, fucking great.
Yeah.